Hello, 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 and happy December, aka happy pre-January 2022, aka happy two podcast month, aka happy Nana Mr. Podcast last month. Lol, that's, you know, that's all the happy I have. We're in the middle of Omicron in December of 2021, and, you know, we're all getting boosters, and it sounds like we're going to be getting boosters for a large part of our life. So that's all the happy this one person can muster. However, I am happy that I am finally recording this podcast, but I'm doing it in the middle of a California road trip, which is nothing to do with books, other than I'm listening to lots of audiobooks. However, happy thing to have happen in this trip is I did bring my podcast mic with me. That's the one good thing about road trips. I don't have a luggage limit. Well, I technically do. My luggage limit is everything my car can carry, which turns out is a lot. So yeah. Yay us. So, you know, let's ignore that and let's get into the meat of this podcast. Now, this podcast is near and dear to my heart. This is, I think, the 11th episode I'm recording. And as a Pakistani and as a self-proclaimed avid reader, I have been incredibly remiss in going so long without talking about Pakistani authors. So that's what this podcast episode is about. Pakistani authors that everyone should be aware of. Now, before I go into the books, a tiny disclaimer, I unfortunately have not read a lot of Pakistani authors. I have a lot to learn in this space. And for those of you who know of Pakistani authors that I haven't called out here, that I'm not about to call out here, it's not because I don't think they're worth reading, it's probably because I haven't read them. So please let me know and I will immediately borrow slash buy their books. So let's start off with books that I have read. The first Pakistani author that I recall reading, and it might not be the first Pakistani author I ever read, but her name was Moni Mohsen. I started reading her series, called Diary of a Social Butterfly. It chronicles the social life of a Lahori elite named Butterfly. And I remember feeling myself nodding along as I read the anecdotes of the book. And I'm sure that if you change the names of the places and the people, you could say the same stories and incidents were taking place in any corner of the world, right? They could be taking place on the Upper East Side in Notting Hill, really any rich elite place within your country or your city. It had everything a good gossip anecdote-based book has, right? It had the whole new money versus old money debate. It talked about elite schools, snide remarks, fancy clothes, designer goods, everything. It was hilarious. I think it was a series. Like, absolutely, definitely, I think something anybody anywhere could pick up and immediately find themselves nodding along with. The next book that I wanted to talk about is one I have introduced to many people and basically this is the way I would introduce anyone to Pakistani authors. The book is called A Case of Exploding Mangoes by Muhammad Hanif. Now, the central theme of the book is it's a fictitious story behind the actual real-life plane crash which killed General Zia, who was the president of Pakistan and became the president of Pakistan by declaring martial law. His death has incited many conspiracy theories. Seriously, every Pakistani has a take on how he died. My father has one, my mother has one. And the novel tells the story of many people from all walks of life who want to see him dead because of some way that he has directly or indirectly influenced their life. And it's basically, the book tells a story of which one of them gets to the president and gets to kill the president first. No spoilers. I'm going to leave this very vague, but congratulations. So now once you've read this book, you too will have a possible theory about who killed General Zia, and you can just add to the, you know, existing discourse on this topic. Now, the next author I wanted to talk about is Mohsen Hamid. He, along with the next author that I'm going to talk about, are the actual authors that most contemporary readers have probably already heard about. And so this should not come as new news. I think he only writes fiction, but could be proven wrong here. And let's talk about some of the books that I have read and would recommend. And I'll do so in chronological order of when he wrote them or when he published them, at least. You know, I don't know when authors write books. So the first is Mud Smoke. Now, this book does a great job of telling the story of an outsider in an elite world. And I know that, you know, I went to an elite school, probably wasn't, you know, off the income of the group there. So it's definitely... It's a relatable underdog story. It tells the story of Daru, which is actually alcohol in Urdu, so it's a very appropriate name, who is a mid-level bank employee, and his interactions with his rich friends and, you know, the the ongoing conversations, as well as the drug, the alcohol, which is why his name is very apt. And it's a very stark look at, you know, being an underdog in a very elite society. Now, Mohsen Hamid's second novel was called The Reluctant Fundamentalist, and it tells the story of a Pakistani man who decides to leave his very high-achieving, high-flying life in America after a failed love affair and the terrorist attacks of 9/11. It shows how this very atheist person finds religion in a post-9/11 America, right, where a lot of Muslims were trying to leave behind their religion or trying to hide their religion. This man went in the opposite direction. Now, the book has also been made into a movie starring Riz Ahmed, so you can have the full experience of reading the book and then watching the movie. Now, Mohsen Hamid's latest novel is Exit West, and it's about a young couple who live in this unnamed city, which is undergoing civil war, and so much so that they finally have to flee the city. And it's a surrealist look at this. It basically talks about the system of magical doors which lead to different locations around the globes, and these doors are guarded by, well, guards, and how they have to, you know, use a door and get to one place. So, like, you know, take a door in Karachi, for example, and end up in Africa, and then take a door from there and end up in London, and then take a door from there and end up in Toronto. I'm making this up. But it's a very surrealist take on the topic of immigration, right? Because these doors are visa processes, asylum documents, etc., that take you from one step to the other, and from that step onto your final destination. And I mean, I'm not a refugee, but, you know, my life has been pretty circuitous, where I started off in Pakistan, you know, born in Karachi, went to Lahore to study. Then I moved to Sydney, Australia for work. Then I moved to the Bay Area in the US, California, for work again. And, you know, I've had to apply for at least 3 work visas in my life, numerous visiting visas. So it sounds familiar, right? Having to jump through these doors, which are guarded by these immigration agents, security agents, etc., and to finally get to, like, the destination that could be your new home. So it's a very interesting take on immigration. I think it's definitely something where, you know, if you are an immigrant, or if you're looking to become an immigrant, you definitely feel yourself nodding along to a lot of those stories. If you're a refugee, you know, it's a description of your story. But if you're in the situation where you've never immigrated or never had hardships because of immigration, it's definitely a worthy read to kind of get an understanding of that situation. And so these are just 3 books that Mohsen Hamid's written that I've read that I thoroughly enjoyed. He's written numerous others, and I'd encourage people to read the other ones as well. You might like something I didn't, or you might read something that I haven't. Now, the other author that is most often associated with contemporary Pakistani literature is Kamla Shamsi. Now, one of her books is Cartography, starts with a K, that tells the story of this young Pakistani through the eyes of... a very young, very troubled Pakistan through the eyes of these 2 best friends who start off young and who, as they're growing up, are learning more about the society around them, right? The book, as I talked about, the book touches on the creation of East and West Pakistan and just the differences between those 2 halves of the same country, right? They're both Pakistan, but they're separated by India. They have 2 very different cultures, 2 very different, you know, means of sustenance, and how that leads to a lot of resentment in the way Pakistan was growing up from 1947 all the way to the separation of Bangladesh. And it takes a very personal look on the topic of post-partition Pakistan and how that not just influenced, you know, politics at a geopolitical level, but also individuals. I think it's a very interesting take and a very personal take on such a global issue. I think it's definitely worth a read. Now, Home Fire is, I think, Kamla Shamsi's most recent book. Again, I could be wrong. It follows the Pasha family. The Pasha family consists of 2 siblings, Anika and Pervez, and their older sister, basically their mother, Isma. And her mother, because she's raised them since the death of their mother, and, like, they don't know their father, except all they know is that he became a jihadi. And it tells the story of these 3 siblings as they try to navigate being Muslim in the United Kingdom and the racism that they have to experience, as well as,
you know, the societal conflicts of them being proud of being Muslim, whereas others in society and other Muslims in society may have shrugged off their Islamic identity. And what that means for, you know, how they're relating to these individuals who may have shrugged off their Islamic identity or who are very proud of being Muslims. So what it means of the how they work in society, but also what it means for their interpersonal relationships amongst the three of them, because all of them, you know, they grew up with the same cards, you would say, but they all made a different story out of, they all took those lessons that Isma was trying to partake onto her twin siblings, as well as at her mother, that their mother taught them. And they all turned those same lessons into very different lifestyles. So it takes a look at all of this together. So yeah, that's Cartography and Home Fire by Kamila Shamsi that I definitely recommend that everyone read. Now, those are the very few Pakistani authors that I have read and that I would recommend to others. On my own to-read list are the following. Now, I obviously want to read Malala Yousafzai's autobiography, I Am Malala. I just always seem to miss the chance to read it when it becomes available on my Libby account. So it's on my list of books I want to read. And I also can't believe that I haven't read any of Bapsi Sidhwa's works. So I've added a few of Sidhwa's works to my to-read list, and this includes Ice Candy Man. And as a side note, I'm on the waiting list for this, and I Am Malala, and I had to wait for a lot of the books that I've mentioned before. And it makes me so happy to have to be, you know, to have to wait to be able to read Pakistani authors on the Libby app. It means that others are reading it too. And especially if, for example, one of the books has like 20 copies and all of them are borrowed, it makes me so, so happy. Should I buy this book? Probably yes. But then I just have more books lying around in my house, so I wait for the books, and it makes me very, very happy to have to wait for these books. It means other people are enjoying it, and that just makes the Pakistani book reader and me very, very happy. Now, when I was recently chatting with a Pakistani friend about A Case of Exploding Mangoes, they referenced Our Lady of Alice Putty, who was also by the same author, and were shocked that I hadn't read the book. So this is something I, again, immediately added to my Libby list, and I'm looking forward to reading it. This is also by Muhammad Hanif, who, like I mentioned, wrote A Case of Exploding Mangoes. So that's it. That's a very short look at Pakistani authors that I have read and enjoyed and that others should read as well. And of course, like these are all contemporary Pakistani authors because they write in English or their works have been translated into English. There are eminent Pakistani authors, poets, etc., who have written in Urdu and whose works may be translated into Urdu or whose poetry or songs may be translated into that are also worth a read that I'm just not going to talk about here because either the translation's hard to get or any other reason. But yes, these are some contemporary Pakistani authors that I've enjoyed and I'm looking forward to reading. For links to all the books that I've mentioned in the podcast, you can go to nana.app/podcast-11. So that's podcast-11. And as always, you can leave feedback by reaching out to me personally or via podcast@nana.app. I really hope you're staying safe and I hope you're having a cozy Omicron-free December. And hopefully I'll see you soon in the next podcast, relatively soon, because I want to get that one out before the new year as well. But if you're listening to these in the new year, happy 2022. I hope you're all staying safe and having fun wherever you are. Bye!